Hello, everybody, and welcome to FPS podcast number 61. I'm going to title this one Leadership in Federal Government Contracting. Recently, I sat down with a gentleman named Rex Marks. He is an instructor as well as a specialist in leadership development and a law enforcement officer. So he's done a lot of work in leadership with different organizations, and he'll talk about that. But primarily, we asked him to come on and talk about the leadership in government contracting and how anybody can be a leader. So I want you to sit back, listen to this podcast. I'm here today with Rex Marks. Rex has not only an instructor, but he's a chief of police and also a leader within the Leadership Institute, and brought this whole idea of the Leadership Institute to federal publication seminars. Rex, tell us a little bit about your background and also about leadership.
Sure. Thanks, Todd. Again, Rex Marks, and I've been in leadership roles most of my adult life, having begun my career in public service and specifically law enforcement back in the mid-80s. I've had the opportunity to serve in a variety of different organizations and law enforcement agencies across our country. And what it has done for me is basically give me a foundation for better understanding of the role of leadership and leaders in those organizations and how we can ultimately learn to be better and more effective in delivering on leadership and decision making in our organizations. So prior to this venture here with FPS in developing this particular program, I also had the opportunity to serve with Norwich University and as a program director for the Masters of Leadership in their graduate and continuing studies programs there at the university. And so from there, we built this relationship and we got this concept of how do we incorporate leadership into government contracting roles. And so that's the impetus for this particular program. So I'm excited to discuss it today and ultimately to share it with our listeners as they partake in our program.
Excellent. So give us a little bit of a rundown what you'll find in this program. I can tell you that right now to our group, that listeners, we have 6 sessions, 5 of them that are online and on demand and self-paced. So you can take it from there.
Yeah. Well, again, when we began talking about this this actual program and putting together the details of it, we tried to look at what topics were most essential for success, or at least preparing current and future leaders for potential success in their roles. And so one of those things that we immediately focused on was, of course, strategic and critical thinking processes. And this is an area that comes not just from the various industries, but also from academia and some challenges that we see today in our society of a lot of the different conveniences that have been brought in, technologies, social media platforms, other technologies that provide us instantaneous information. And as a result, sometimes we're not as critical in our thinking of that information or assessment of that information. So we thought that'd be a really important topic to introduce. The next is really on conflict resolution. And this is an area where so many times I've heard countless leaders from across the public and private sectors all bring this to the forefront and say, I'm not good about conflict. I don't like conflict. Well, the reality is that conflict does happen. And so you need to, as a leader, be equipped to deal with that. And the reality is that conflict itself actually can be very positive. It can be positive for the organizational development. It can be positive for understanding. And basically, if you can recognize that there is a conflict, you can begin to reflect on the causal factors of that conflict and then start to respond to it and ultimately develop resolutions to resolve it. So that was our next one. We really looked then at the coaching and team leadership, because what is leadership? Leadership is not about being in charge. It's about taking care of those that are in your charge. And that comes from a very popular leadership spokesperson, Simon Sinek, and his outreach to organizations and developing strong leaders in organizations in all industries as well. But it is really true. It's your success as a leader is recognized by those that you bring up in succession and develop, not so much by what you do. So we're going to focus on some of that. How do you do that at a team level? And how do you do that at an organizational level? The other is that we know that, especially with government contracting in particular, you're always taxed with having to make presentations, and you have specific guidelines established for you that specify when and where and what type of presentations you're allowed to do. But the most important part of that presentation is, do you understand your audience? Do you understand their expectations? And can you deliver a succinct message that's going to land positively with them and ultimately potentially gain you that contract? So we will focus on that. We'll talk about, again, physical needs, eye contact, simple things like gestures, and also the use of podiums, things like that, and different techniques that will help you in delivering your message. We moved right over to contract management. Of course, this is pretty straightforward. This is things that you in contract management know already, and it's governed by, again, the FAR and a number of other publications that really specify how you will engage, how you will conduct your business. But what we try to do is we try to look at it from a leadership perspective. And so we're going to increase your understanding of leadership principles and how they can support really the effective contractual outcomes and how you can manage it from pre-award to award and beyond, and ultimately sustain it through a relationship, basically. And that's what leadership is all about, is relationships. And then the last one is really the capstone of this entire program. And this is the one Todd was referring to that will actually be on ground. And we're going to be doing a problem solving exercise there that basically to design or bring together all the information that you've gleaned from the other five online courses, bring it to the table and design a actual implementation plan on how you can resolve a particular situation in your organization or in the field of government contracting, applying those techniques and doing effective problem solving at the root cause, the causal factors, not the symptoms, and addressing it at that role. And then ultimately developing a consistent approach when you address those types of issues. So we'll get you more detail on that, but we're excited. I'm certainly excited about this opportunity. And we're looking forward to having everybody join us for that first session coming up July, I believe, right? July 22nd. We're going to be in Hilton Head. So we're excited about that, and hoping that all of you who participate in the online will be able to join us there, either live on ground or even join us in a hybrid so that you can learn more about what your fellow contractors have learned from taking these programs.
Yes. One of the things that Rex and I will discuss here in short order is when we were strategizing about this, we were thinking about who is this for? Who should take this course? What are the demographics of our customers? And I think we came to a conclusion that it's for pretty much everybody that's in federal contracting, and it's part of this part of the role. It doesn't matter if you're just new to it or if you've an experienced a practitioner in the area. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So here's the neat thing about leadership. It's not proprietary to any one industry or sector or profession. It's also not proprietary to any level within an organization. You can lead from any level in that organization. So if you are new to the organization, you may have an opportunity to interject and develop the team that you're joining, the organization as a whole, with some leadership skills. So this is really designed to establish a baseline for those who may be new or exploring leadership roles within their teams and their organizations, or for those who are even very experienced. And I'll reflect back on how we started with this. When Todd and I first connected back a few years ago, we started looking at how do we bring leadership into the government contracting role. And we found that from the students that attended the courses, we did have a very diverse makeup of that of that organization, from the CEOs and the VPs all the way down to the entry contractors. So everyone had an opportunity to benefit from some aspect of it. So what this is designed to do is to offer a foundational base in which that we can build from and ultimately expand different offerings down the road.
Great. You know, one thing I always want to stress is this is not just for leaders. It is, if you are an individual contributor to your organization and you have nobody that reports to you, you still can be a leader.
Absolutely.
There'll be a time that I guarantee in your career, and it's happened to me many, many times after 30 years of being in business, is that, you know, you're called to say, hey, I want you to lead a team. I need you to make sure that you make the right decision on this and that you do that. So you're making those decisions and they're not done in a vacuum. You need that leadership skills somewhere along the line. A lot of it's on the job, but this whole program will give you a leg up on everybody else, just because then you'll understand why you've been called to become a leader or be called to lead something within your organization.
Exactly. You know, I think back, Todd, on some of my early days in being put into leadership roles. And one of those early days was least expected. And I'll be honest, I was put into that position by my chief at the time as a brand new first line supervisor. And I was put into a critical position that I didn't realize I was necessarily prepared for at that stage of my career. But he recognized something in me that stuck with him. And ultimately, it turned out to be exactly the right thing and the right time for me to start my journey in leadership roles. And so this is essentially what we're looking at. You may not realize it. And again, as you just said, Todd, you don't necessarily have to be leading a group of followers, for example. You can lead in fundamentally even leading yourself. So when we talk about the presentations, for example, and presenting for a contract bid, you may simply be a strong vocal presenter, and you may be leading yourself in making that presentation and ultimately sealing that deal. So you can, again, lead at any level, and you can lead whether it's yourself or a large team or even the organization. So we do get into that throughout this program as well. And we'll talk about the four dimensions of leadership and how they really apply in your development journey.
That's fantastic. And looking forward to the people that are going to take this over the years and over the year. I should say, and again, the classroom program will be July. It'll be at a Hilton Head location on the 22nd?
22nd, July 22nd, Monday in Hilton Head.
Yep. And then the second time, if you can't make that and you can't do it virtually or you want to be in person, we're also doing it on the West Coast, Las Vegas in September. And I think I don't have the date for that. I'll have to figure that one out.
I believe that's the 13th. Is that correct?
Oh, it could be the 13th. I'll have to look that one up, and then I'll obviously edit this part. But yeah, I believe it's September 13th in Las Vegas at Planet Hollywood, which will have another number of courses running as well. So we hope to see you in person. But like I said, if you can't, we're going to do it live virtual as well. And it's important to be there for that sixth and final session where Rex gets a chance to wrap everything up. And get feedback from everybody. So we're really looking forward. Not only we just launched this, the feedback from everybody and the new ones, as well as the feedback on the whole system and the whole session. This whole thing was designed that we can actually pivot a little bit and if there's topics that we missed or things that come up that we're like, oh yeah, we should include it, allows us to include it in later versions. So we're very excited that this is not just six sessions, but it can continue on for many, many years.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Rex. I appreciate your time. And for everybody listening, we appreciate your time. And we hope to see you in a program at FedPubs very soon. For more information about the FPS Leadership Institute, go to fedpubseminars.com, and under certificates, you'll find information about that program. Or give us a call at 888-494-3696.